service today, we are going to share in the bread, the bread, the body and the blood of Christ. What a powerful, powerful thing. Church is not a social club. It is not. Church is not a favor place. That's not. Church is he told Timothy, he said, it is the pillar and the truth of God. That's what church is. He said, Christ is the head and this church is his body. So in the presence of God, as a body of Christ, you should have great expectations. You should have tremendous expectations. Because you are called after his name, I'm telling you, it is not something that you should hold lightly. You should have great, wonderful expectation. Praise the Lord. I'm just so excited for this time. We'll continue with what we're talking from last week. And we're talking about to deal wisely, dealing wisely, being wise with your life. Being what? Wise, being wise. The importance of wisdom in our life, how critical it is. And we said one of the key things on how we do that is that we walk with the wise. Amen? So that's what we do. So he said, he who walks with the wise will be what? He'll be wise. But the companion of fools will be what? He'll be destroyed. So if one really cherishes you, it'll be pointless for somebody to know how important wisdom is. Because actually, one doesn't need to tell us. I mean, just looking around, looking at your own affairs, just looking around, you will see how foolish acts, where he has taken people to. So the importance of wisdom. So then he says, to do that, make sure that you walk with the wise. That's what we were talking about last Sunday. And we said that we should walk in the counsel of God because God is wisdom. So if we have to walk with the wise, that the best to walk with is what? Is God. Because God is wisdom. Now the thing is that when we hear preachings like this, what happens that whenever you hear about walking with God, there are defaults that come to our hearts. And we begin to study my Bible more. That's true. That's wonderful. And we can say, I pray a lot. That's wonderful. Be in church. That's wonderful. Keep companion of people too who are going the same direction. Because that's very important. That one mistake people make is that they can be in church, they can read their Bible, but they don't hang out with people who are going where they are going. You see, it doesn't make any sense. You can read the Bible all you want. But if what the Bible you're reading is to hang with God, and in most of your life, the people that surround it and you spend your time and you do everything with is people who are not hanging with that, what you're doing is just canceling out everything that you're doing. Praise the Lord. So when we hear things like that, we want to do that. But the problem is that sometimes when you begin to do that, after a while, you feel tired. Praise the Lord. You feel like, I want to walk with God. You know, I pray, I study the Bible. You get yourself all activity. I mean, great things. But the funny thing that even if you tell yourself that, you see very soon, the way you started reading the Bible, very soon you can't read it that way. The way you were praying, you can't. It becomes boring. All of a sudden, you start feeling bored. Praise the Lord. And when that happens, frustration begins to set in. And when frustration begins to set in, you begin to now doubt God. That's, you know, it is in church that you find you have more people in church who really don't believe in God than out of church. As a matter of people who have never heard Christianity before. And Putin was making a joke at his first term of presidency to the earlier Bush. He says that communism did the best thing for Christianity. He said we kept their hearts fertile for you people. Say because when the time people came to praise Jesus Christ, they knew nothing and they were able to do what? Trust him. They were able to receive him. So you see that it's in church. Because of that, now we all try to do this. We all try to do this. I don't see now frustration begin to set in. He said, but I want to walk with God. Now I can't read the Bible anymore. He starts saying, well, but this thing is just too hard. I want to show us what the problem is with that so that we can correct it.
and continue to do that work, because if we don't walk with God, we can't be wise. So now you do understand that no matter how much an animal, again, I use dogs, because my friend raises he knows about that animal. So I use that example. It's common. And then you have young American kids. Everything, what they do, each one of them, when they see you, they just, my kids, every time they say, "Daddy, get us a puppy. Daddy, get us a puppy." So somehow, I think a puppy is one thing that is well understood in this society that I can use as this example. So I use it again. Do you know that no matter how much you hang out with a dog or with a puppy, no matter how much a puppy spends time with you, do you know it can never become as wise as you? It can never get even human wisdom. Praise the Lord. Is that true? I don't care if that puppy spends the whole of his day with you. When you're eating, he sits there. When you're discussing with your husband or your wife or your friends, I don't care how he sits there. He never gets human wisdom. Because of what? He's a dog. Praise the Lord. Because he's a dog. So if the dog will have your wisdom, if he's hanging out with you, will cause him now to have your wisdom, to begin to be wise like you, the dog has to be recreated. He must become a human being. Or he will never get your wisdom. I don't care how much. You see, and what happened, that's why if you see some dogs that have been trained so much, they become too aggressive. Sometimes they get mad. Sometimes they see strangers, they just bite the stranger and then calm down. Because you want them so much to be what is not their nature. They become frustrated. Praise the Lord. They begin to act up. When you come back, you see that they have, if you travel, I mean, you know, if you teach a child very well and he grows up, when you leave home, when you come back, even when he hears you're coming back, he cleans the place. So because you, the dog, what will happen? He becomes so frustrated. By the time you come back, he'll go to your couch and bite everything and tear your house apart if you left him alone. When you come back, he says all his frustration, he said, so you can get the idea, leave me the heck alone. I can't do this. Do you know that a human being that wants to get the wisdom of God and says he's going to hang out with God all day, all time, what causes frustration is that he has not become like God. He must be recreated to be like God. For him or her to be able to do what? Get God's wisdom. He can't be a dog and get a human's wisdom. That's where the frustration is coming from. We'll look at it. Now look at this. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. He said, for God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who what? Who please him. As a matter of fact, give me a New King James. And I wanted to show. Who pleased him? He said, that one says that who are good at his sight. No, New King, is that, that's not New King James. He said, for he gives wisdom and who are, okay, you can leave this first one. He said, for God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is what? Who is good in his sight. Who is what? Good in his sight. You know, immediately we read this, we go try to be good. Praise the Lord. But he says that it is he who is good in his sight. So if you tell the dog, if you behave like this, I'll begin to give you bone, I'll give you that, I'll give you the bed. Especially if you now tell him that if you want him to do homework and he can't do, he says that, and then he can't do homework. But then at that point, he's not good at it. As a matter of fact, no matter how good the dog becomes, have you ever heard anybody who wants to die? Have children, has raised them, they're doing wonderful. And they say all his inheritance, that he gave it to his dog. That his dog was so good. When you hear something like that, what do you think first? You think the person is mad. Do you call that person wise? So God can't do that. He gives the inheritance to who? To his children. People who are like him, they are good. See, people, when people hear good, they think that, how can a dog be like a man? How can it be? How can a human being that's not recreated like God be God? Now, how can God take his inheritance and give it to him that's not like him? It's not like him. How can you take your inheritance and go give a dog?
and say, now I want the dog now to continue my dynasty, my legacy, and everything. It sounds great. So you, all this time, you know the Bible teaches us about people who have been holy in the Old Testament, who were good, but there's no time that we heard that God gave his authority and his power and everything to any of those men. Have you ever wondered about it? He says Abraham was holy. He didn't give him his authority and his power. He says Moses was like no other one. He didn't give him his authority and his power. Have you ever thought about that? But these people are good. But they are what? The sense of good. But God never took his legacy, his inheritance, and gave him. But look at who he gave it to. Let's look at the book of John. First of all, before we look at it, let's look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. He said, but to those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is what? The power of God and what? He didn't say that Moses is the power of God. But you know Christ was a man, right? And we'll go into that. And you see that the Bible says that Christ was born of God. It says that he was of a woman. Not of a woman, but he says that he's of the seed of God. So when the Holy Spirit came and announced, he says that there's that seed that you are going to carry. He says what? It's holy. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that God is what? Holy. So it says it's like me. It's not a dog. It's like me. So what God had to do, who God had to give his authority, who God had to give his power, who God has to make him be like him, who God has made him use everything, has the kind of wisdom that he has to be the same thing like God. So it says that if a man is in Christ Jesus, he becomes what? The question, what kind of creation becomes? He becomes God's creation, becomes God. Becomes very godly, becomes like God, becomes godly. Now, because you have that, your child, and that dog, and that, so as a matter of fact, if you have dogs and they are so great, any animal, you still be going around and say, I want to have a child. Eh? Something like me. Something that I can pass wisdom to. Something that I can give my best to. Something that can continue like me. Because the best that you have is you, you know. Best that you have. So John 1, 11 to 13. He said he came to his own people, and even they rejected him. Okay, let me use the version you have there. I gave you this one. But to all who believed him. As a matter of fact, go to NLT. What do you have there? It's NLT. Give me King James version. But to as many as received them, to them he gave the right. To them he did what? He gave the right or amplified. He said, but to as many that received him, he now did what? Gave them a right. And I'm coming back here. It's very important. He gave them the right. He gave them the power to become now what? To become like God. See, remember how we started? No matter the dog might want to be wise all he wants. But he says that the people who have wisdom that's better than dogs are human beings. He made the right decision when he said that. I mean, you can tell that dog understands. So a human being that decides that to walk with the wise, you'll be wise. The companions of fools will be destroyed and come to the conclusion that wisdom itself is what? God. He has made a great decision. Praise the Lord. But now, for him to get God's wisdom, he must be what? He must be like God. If he's not like God, he cannot. That's the frustration. Now, if he doesn't know that, and he comes, a preacher like me, tells him, walk with God, read your Bible, pray. He's doing it. He's bored. He's angry. Very soon, he starts hiding when you see it. He changes church. He's bored. But he never foretold him that a dog cannot have a wisdom of a man. That a man cannot have a wisdom of what? Of God. It's not possible. It's not possible. So first, what the man must do, he said, but as many as receive him, Jesus Christ, who first of all, he told her that he himself, that Jesus, now has been made the power of God and what? The wisdom of God. And he was a man that walked this earth. But God has made him exactly like him. He is God. He came through God. So now he says, look, through the cross, and we've got it. He said, now if any man receives him now he too will receive power to be exactly what? Like God. Now he can have the wisdom of God. Now if he tells him, walk. Imagine you go to a dog that walks with his two legs. You tell him to go 1 mile, like walking like this. By the time he goes a couple of days, his leg will be hurting. He put his foot back. So but now if you change him to be a man, you say walk. He begins to walk like this. With no struggle. No frustration. Because he's what? He's a man. Now it becomes easy for that man to have the wisdom of God because he's like God. Now he says, but as many as receive him and welcome him, he gave now what? The authority. You see? The same power now that he never gave man before. In Jesus, he gave that power. He said, anyone now receives him now, the person now also has what? Power, has what? Privilege, has what? Authority, has what? Right. To become what now? Child of God. Say, before them, you can be like. He becomes a child of God. That is those who believe in what? His name. That's why sometimes when I hear the name of Jesus being preached, I begin to cry. I'm not crying because there's something bothering me. It's just, it is amazing. It just overwhelms me. For a Christian, do you really understand what has happened in that name that has been given to you? Do you know how things, do you know how your life, that you are new? Do you know now that you can, like God, you can do what God does? Do you know that you're a representative of God now, that you can speak and you are an oracle of God? Because now you are like him, you are his child. You're not a dog anymore, you're not a man. And it's not about you being good by what you do. It's because of the name of Jesus Christ. So when you hear that name, it stirs emotions. Because you begin to look at yourself. You begin to look at your restrictions. You begin to look at your possibilities because of that name. Praise the Lord. So when we receive Christ, we receive God's wisdom. We receive God's power. That's why a man, a woman, a person should receive Christ. If you want to walk with the wise, you must first receive Christ. That is your road to be like God, so that you can understand God, so that when he speaks, you can hear, so that you can have his spirit in you. Because he says that the word of God is spiritually discerned. He says that a carnal man can never what? He can't. Becomes frustrated. Can't understand it. So for everyone here that has given his life to Christ, I want you to understand that now you are the son of God. You can walk with the wise now. But I had to return there before I continue to see the importance. To break it down, to see so that if you have frustrations and stuff, so you have understand that first you need to receive Christ in your life. And you say, how do we do that? It's not by you go doing good. It's not good. Because Christ has completed every work. He says with a mouth, the man testifies. He says with his heart, he does what? He believed that Christ did this thing for me. My wife was talking earlier in the morning about honor. Listen, if you know that you were in a dungeon, if you know that you had no chance, there was nothing you could have done to be brought out from doghood to humanhood, if that dog finds out who makes him a human, it will honor him. Honoring becomes very easy. As a matter of fact, it tells him everything. Because he can look back what it's like to be a dog and looks at what it means to be a man, and it's much, much better. And that every time he wants to embrace him. You see, but if he doesn't know that, all he'll be trying to be good. He'll be trying to be good. And then he'll be questioning God. Lord, where were you when this happened? Lord, where were you when this happened? But when he has that understanding, it changes everything. Honoring God becomes an easy thing. Praise the Lord. It takes away the frustration. Studying the word of God, because so to him anymore, he's not trying to be God. God has made him like him. So even when he reads one verse, it's like when you tell your kid, if you go to school today, be careful. Do you know just that word, be careful? When he goes, he sees a car,
He stays away. When he goes, he sees knife. You didn't tell him stay away from knife, stay away from gun, stay away from the. You didn't tell him all of that. You said, when you go to school today, be what?
Be careful.
Because he's a human being like you, when he goes, he understands what careful involves. So now, what if you even take one verse and you read, God will be exploding words in your ears. Because you understand his language. Praise the Lord. Because you understand his language. That's how you walk with God. So it's not about volumes anymore. It's not about, as a matter of fact, if you take that child and tell him, well, when you see a car, wait 3 minutes. If you begin to, somebody who's passing by will think that something is wrong with that child. Praise the Lord. Something's wrong with him. Either he's sick, but you have to understand that anything that God made is perfect. So God has given you his spirit, and God's spirit can never be sick. So you are not sick. There's nothing wrong with you. In you is the spirit of Christ. So that you'll be able to receive and take everything that pertains to life and godliness. He has given it to you. Now you can walk with the wise. Now you can hear him. Now you can understand him. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. It says, this is why I do what? I remind you. Everybody say, remember. He said, this is why I remind you to do what? Fan into flames the spiritual gift God has given you. When you received Jesus Christ in your life, everything that pertains to life and God, everything that Christ is an heir to, everything that God represents has been what? Given to you. Praise the Lord. Everything has been given to you. He said, but I'm reminding you, so you do what? You fan it. You fan it. You fan it. How do you fan it? So that child, if he sees anything, he cannot come out because now he's not a dog. If he comes and he sees where dogs are lapping water, he just begins to laugh. If somebody will try to tell him, no, you too can. He says, no. He says, I'm a man now. He picks up a cup. He fans it to flame. He fans. But imagine now if he continues to just go hang out with dogs. You'll be shocked one day you see him lapping water. So he says, do that. Verse 7. He said, for God has what? Not given. He's given present or past tense. It's past. For God has not what? Giving us a spirit of what? Of fear and what? And timidity. But of what? Power. So it becomes foolishness now. If you have challenges, you go and be praying, God, give me your power. God, give me your power. Fan into flame, you have God's power. Challenge that thing and move on because it's God working in you. And someone will be telling you, let me go pray for you so you get power. He's making you a dog. He said he has given us power, love. I am trying so hard to love this man. This my husband, I can't love him. These children, I can't love him. No. You have love. He said, God is what? You have it. Fan it into flame, my friend. Don't go be praying, Lord, give me love. Lord, give me love. Well, Lord, are you there? You're hating your husband. You're hating your wife. You're hating your children. You say, no, it is how God is directing you. That cannot be directing you. That dogs are directing you because God is love and he has given you the spirit of love. So there is no way he can be directing you to hate people. He said, fan it into flame. So you know this. So you know when the devil wants to. So when you know when the devil wants to fool you. So you know when fools want to fool you. It becomes very easy. So the dog can never be dog anymore. He remains a man. He be like God. So your life be always shining like God. So you come where there's a casting down. You come there, you say there's a lifting up. People say, but there's a problem here. You say, no, you don't understand. I have God's power. Do you know if you talk like that in church, they get angry. They think they are still dogs. None of you here are dogs. None of you are human. You have spirit. You say that anyone that is joined with Christ, they become what? One. One. Spirit of God is in you. You can walk in power. You can walk in self-discipline. You can walk in self-discipline. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm happy. My brother, thank you. You came to visit us today. I'm happy to see you. Okay. I gave my life to Christ. He knows my story. And before I gave my life to Christ to receive Christ, I was a rowdy kind of person. Self-discipline. When I walked, when God had mercy on me, as he has had on all of us, and gave me the opportunity to receive him in my life, and I understand that I have self-discipline. Ask him. I sat down in the church that I went to, in everything that I do, I served them with so much discipline that it bugged everybody's mind. Not because I was better than anybody. Not because it was not halfway, but because I knew that in me, I have the power of what? Self-discipline. So when they said something was 9 o'clock, I was there. Asking, he was not in our church. He blew his mind so much. He would be calling me and say, what is happening? I said, he has given us the spirit of what? I said, I have it. I have it, my friend. I'm not praying for it. Do you know that even Jesus Christ, in the book of Hebrews 5, it says that he learned that he was a son through what he suffered? You learn things. Because something has been given to you, don't go and sit down. You learn to use it. But if you don't know that you have it, you sit down dormantly, no expectation, nothing, and you're praying, oh Lord, give me the spirit of self-discipline. All right, let's be waiting now. Because you have it. Because you have it. You have it, my sister. Let nobody talk it down out of you. It is in you. Nobody needs to lay hand for you to that to happen. It is in you. The power to love is in you. The power to forgive is in you. He said, for God so loved the world that he did what? He forgave. If he can forget me and you, forgive us of all kinds of nonsense. And we know our lives. You say you cannot forget, but you can. He says that he has given. He said he has not given fear and timidity, which means, but he has given power. So you're full with power. You are full of power. You are full of love. You are full of self-discipline. If challenges come, you can stand and discipline yourself and walk through it. Do you know that God says that it is in place of quietness that you possess your possession? When there's so much noise, you can't get what belongs to you. Now, how can a person that don't understand that be quiet in the middle of noise? So he says it's in quietness. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Amplified Version. He says, for now, because you have that power, who is there, please? Because he said, now for what? His divine power has done what? Please read along with me, you know, because people are all very English people. For his divine power has done what? Bestowed upon us what? All things that does what? That is requisite and suited for what? To life and what? Godliness. He said, through the full personal knowledge of what? Of him. You see, who called us? You see that knowledge now, I'm walking with him, getting his wisdom. He says, everything is what? Everything is everything. When I say everything, is anything left? So there's nothing that he has not made available to you. So now, you are ready to walk in his counsel. He says, this whole thing happens through your full personal knowledge of him. It's not the knowledge of you. It's not to go finding out if you are a sinner anymore now that he has made you righteous. It's not for you to be saying that, oh, have I done this? But that's not what he's saying that's going to give you this thing. It becomes, he says, now we take our eyes out of everything that will destruct us unto Jesus Christ, who is what? The author and the finisher of what? He says, now that's how we walk. You don't walk it by looking at you. You now begin to walk it by having the knowledge of him. Become wise. What a wisdom for God to come and take a sinful man and recreate him. I mean, somebody, do you know that even you, somebody who cursed you, somebody who slapped you when you were in high school, I was talking to my wife the other day, I had a friend in high school. Don't tell anybody. I have a friend in my high school. And then one day, secondary school, we call it where I grew up in Nigeria. He says, oh, what are you doing? I say, no, he said, we're leaving the dormitory. He said, let's go to town and eat. I said, oh, I don't have any cash in me. He said, that's not a problem, let's go. So we got to that place, the hotel, we finished eating and everything. And he says, let him use the bathroom. He went to the back and paid for himself and did what? And left me. Now, this thing I'm telling, no, don't go be telling anybody that this is what happened to Pastor.
this thing happened 30-something years ago. So when I came out, I said, where is he? And I want to leave. The people that are talking, they say, where are you going? You have not paid for your food. I said, where is he? They said, what do you mean, what is he? I don't know who you're talking about. You ate, we need for you to pay. So I had to start extracting myself. I said, let me go back to school, because our school was not far. But so long as it's been, I still remember it. And do you know that if I remember it, and without the love of God, there's an emotion in my bringing me. But he said that while we're yet sinners, everything we had done to God, God just walked and forgave. Now look at me. I say he forgave and he forgot. But 30-something years old, I'm remembering somebody who walked out, John didn't pay for food, just food, one day, one meal. Not that I was starved for 1 year, but somehow he's stuck in there. Praise the Lord. But he said, in his knowledge, if you begin to now get his knowledge, how he forgives. If you begin now to grow in his knowledge, how he loves. If you now begin to grow his knowledge and how he endures. If you now begin to grow in knowledge of his patience. If you now begin to grow in knowledge of how he talks back to people. How he answers, how meek it is. Do you see that your life just begins to turn around? Incredible. It's not about you anymore. But instead, they tell people, go and try and be like God. Go do this, go do that. But he does not know what God does. He's not working with the wise. He knows nothing about God. All they give him is laws. Laws. He's frustrated. A dog trying to be a man. So he says that through that knowledge, all divine power, everything, you have it. Through that knowledge. So the book of Colossians chapter 3, 16 to 17. He says through that knowledge. Now how do you get that knowledge? Now that you have received Jesus Christ in your life. Now that you have the Spirit of God in you. Now that divine power is available for you. Now God's power and God's wisdom is in you. And you know it. Because of Jesus Christ. Now you can walk with the wise. Now you can walk. Now you are qualified to walk with the wise. He says, now how you say? He said, let the message about who? About Christ. Because you see, I told us, I'm coming back. When I started, I said, every people that were called good in the Bible, true, nobody that God gave his power. Nobody that God gave his authority. He gave it to Christ. So now, if you be like God, it's Christ that you should follow. Don't worry about, I mean, fine. Moses was great. This person was great. There's nothing wrong about them. They're all people that God has. Me too, I'm great, but it's not about me. You are great, my brother. It's not about you. He says, how you now walk with the wise, who God now conferred wisdom on, who God conferred power, not conferred, who became God's power. He didn't say conferred it on Christ. He said Christ is now, has become. Now, if you become Joe, there's no Joe anymore. You are Joe. Confirm means to come and put it on you. No, but when you become it, that thing is not anymore. You are that thing. So he is God. That's why Christ is God. Praise the Lord. He says, now how you walk with the wise. The wise is Christ. He says, let the message about what? Christ. In what? In all its richness. Fill what? Fill your lives. Let the love of Christ fill your life. Let the obedience of Christ fill. He said, even though he was God, he submitted himself to authority. That begins, you see that, you start walking with the wise. He said, because of that, God now lifted his name and made his name above what? Any other name. He says, let the message of Christ become what you want to know. It may not be that Elijah called fire down on people. That's what you're spending all your time to do. You're not going to become wise, my friend. Praise the Lord. He said, let it dwell richly in you. He said, now teach and counsel what? Each other. So now you become a brother's keep. When you want to speak, you're speaking words of love. When you want to speak, you're speaking words of encouragement. When you want to speak, you're speaking words of honor. He says, now begin to teach each other. He said, teach each other with all the wisdom he what? He gives. You see now where wisdom comes from? From Christ. God, because God is now God. Praise the Lord. He said, now you begin to sing songs. My wife was teaching this one about praise and honor and praise. He said, begin to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to what? To God. With what?
with thankfulness in your heart. You're so thankful. You say, wow, I'm like, God. Do you know, I'm not trying to sound arrogant. You know, after I gave my life to Christ, I was still working in New York City. And this, thank God, I gave my life to Christ. A place, it's a very gifted teacher. Very great teacher, man of God. And when they began to teach us this thing, I was amazed, you know. I'll be going to work, I'll come to Wall Street, I'm seeing there like a crowd of people. And I'm just going, man, how do they live? Because if I'm looking at myself, I say, I'm like, God. I say, man, this is no wonder it's a rat race. I mean, it's not that, but in my heart, I'll be going like, man. And that pushed me so much that time that anybody that will hear my story, I want to tell them about Christ. I go, how do they live? How do they live? How do they live? Thankful. So I was thinking, I do this, it's because I'm a new person. Songs with thankfulness in your heart. With thankfulness in your heart. You begin to know, you say, with God, all things are what? Possible. Now you begin to look at yourself, you say, things are possible for me. Because you're like God now. So you're like, man, things are possible. Things are possible. Things are possible. Do you know that from the time that man sinned in the Garden of Eden to when Jesus Christ came was how many years? The Bible teaches almost more than thousands of years. But do you know that God still believes that he's going to restore man to himself? Even in that state where man has failed him and walked away, he stood and persisted until Christ come and restored man to him. So you have that kind of power in you. So you begin to learn from him. And so when things are staring in front of you, that's what faith is. Because now you know that all things are possible for you. Because you're like God. So you're going to, the people that are talking, you say no. You say no, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. They say, give it up. You say no. You say, I'm not going to give it up because if I give it up, that's not the answer I want. That's not the end for me. Do you know it's not over until it's over? But you know people, a lot of people give up and over becomes over for them before over is over. Kind of, which one is that? But anyway, you know what I'm saying. So he says, he sings hymns, spiritual songs. He's thankful in his heart. Now, see, thankful in where? In his heart. So his heart is thankful. Have you ever seen somebody that's going through major issues? You want to talk to them. They instead begin to bless you. He said, look, I'm not saying this is not hard. I mean, I'm saying, he says, I know the Lord. You want to see, he's the first one that begins to sing. Even you yourself, you get encouraged. Even you yourself that thought you came to help them, you yourself begin to leave and go like, oh, I've decided to follow. The challenge. He has called us to challenge one another, to build one another up. That's what church is. He says that we come there so we receive the word of God so that we can be built into that faith like Christ. Praise the Lord. So, with thankful heart. So, we now become saturated with God's word. So, when we encounter issues, we're not saying, what are we going to do now? We say, what is God saying about this issue? So, if I've come back and I'm so hungry, and my wife is home all day, and I come and go looking, he says, oh, and I was just a little tired, I wasn't able to cook any food. I don't start lashing out. The first thing I think, I don't start saying, what am I going to do now? As I say, what will God do? As I say, well, he will love. I say, honey, I understand. Why don't you come down? Let me join you and what? Help you. You see how you're not being transformed by the renewal of your mind? But if you were not like God, they told you in church, if it happens with you and your wife, that's what you will say. All right, I go and try now. By the time you do the first one, the next day, you know, it will all happen. Anger will build up. The third day she does it before you that will not slap her before, what you hear in her face is, bah! Oh, yeah. That's what will happen. That's what will happen. So let that message dwell richly in your heart. Verse 17. And no matter and whatever you do or say, do it as what? Now you're a representative. Have you ever seen an ambassador, an American ambassador that's not an American citizen? People went to big universities.
Have you heard?
No. It doesn't happen. You have to be like somebody, and not just, you have to be like that person, an heir like that person, before you have to be an American for you to go and be an ambassador. As a matter of fact, you know, if you're not born in America, you're not going to be a president. No, you can be a governor. But they say the commander-in-chief of everything, you are not like us. You are not like us. That's what they say. You're not going to. You are like us to a degree. But with God, he says he has given you all himself. He says, go in my name. He said, whatsoever. No restriction. He didn't end, he said, only with your health. Only he said, whatsoever you command in my name. He says, so you are full in God, complete. Because of Christ. Look at God's wisdom. So in words, as a representative, giving thanks enough in him. So Psalm chapter 1, 1 to 3. Now because blessed is that man. Blessed is what? Is the man who walks not what? In the counsel of what? Ungodly. Following their advice, their plans, and their purposes. Praise the Lord. Blessing now. You see people are shouting, God bless me. God bless me. No. God has already blessed. You don't go take your dog. I'm saying, I bless you. You will prosper. You will do this. You yourself, your head will be. No. You bless your children. You bless your like. He says, so blessed, fortunate, prosperous, to be envied is the man who now walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. For you know, whenever people hear the counsel of the ungodly, the only text that I don't smoke, I don't sin. Listen, the counsel of the ungodly is not following their advice, is not following their plans, is not following their purposes. So the purpose God has told you. Don't forsake the gathering of the brethren, as is the manner of some. That's God's purpose for you. God is not coming again and saying, ooh, no. That's what he's saying. That there's nothing else for him to say. You don't do it. You can give every lively excuses. Say everything. Well, our village people were doing this, and so because of this, that is wonderful. You're living to walk with the wise now. Simple, he's telling. My uncles, I can't, this message, I think I'm going to end it because we're going to do Holy Communion. My grandfather, I gave my life to Christ. 2003. Actually, I gave my life to Christ. I was younger, but I didn't understand, so I continued whatever I was doing. But 2003, the Lord in his mercy found me and brought me back to himself. And then I gave my life to Christ, and then 2004, my grandfather dies. And that time I gave my life to Christ, I joined the church. I told you my enthusiasm and how I couldn't believe that what Christ has done for me. So I was active, and when I joined the church I joined too, he knows, I joined it when it was like this. And so I was all over the place. I was over because I was so excited too. So the pastor told me that we're going to be doing Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve prayer and Thanksgiving before we go into the New Year, so the church gathers. So he gave me a place in the book of Matthew. He said, that's my responsibility when we gather on that 31st that I'm going to read it. And I said, that's God's purpose. He has asked me to serve, so I was excited. So here my grandfather goes and die in December. My uncles, them call me, some that live over here, they say, our father died. I said, oh, my father died before his father, my grandfather. So I said, oh, I was so sad because me and him, I grew up really with him. I was sent home to grow up. So I said, okay, we're going around, going to bury. So they come back, they come and say, we have put the burial on the 2nd. I said, no, it's not a good idea. He said, what do I mean? It's not a good idea that all the family has gathered and says, I said, no. I said, on the 31st, I read Matthew 28 in the church. And you have to understand that one of my uncles are the person that invited me to this church or that I went to pick up from this church. And some God is a different story. So he was crazy. He said, are you mad? He said, I'm a Christian. I'm a leader. I'm this. say, this is your grandfather. I say, yeah, I understand. I say, but he's dead. He didn't consult me to believe, because if he consoled me, I'll tell him, no, you know what? But he did it. So all of them called my brothers. Everybody said, you can't do that. That's the day the family agreed. I said, you people don't understand. I said, the Bible says when a man puts his hand on the plow and he begins to look back, he says, it's not what? It's not fit. So I tell them, you are going to move that date. Or if you don't move it, on the 31st, I read Matthew 28 and I'm not going anywhere. They thought I was joking. So everybody entered flight and go home. And they started burying on the second and nobody saw me there. They were angry. But 11 years later, they've come and said, what a wisdom that I have. Why is it a wisdom? Because I honored God like that. They watched my life from that 11 years and it was like this. They didn't say this. Because all God's counsel becomes, it doesn't matter from what you're saying. It's what God, he said, if you walk with the wise, you become wise. Why would God tell me to do something? Because you see, people who honor God are not honor men that God has put authority over them. They don't honor God. They're lying. Because no man has seen God. That's what the Bible says. He says, no man has seen God. So I say, no, that's what I do. 11 years later, all of the family. Now, if they gather, they say, what did Chris say? And 11 years looks far, but it's not far. How things have turned. Because I stuck with the wise. Because he has made me like him. Why should I begin to take the purpose and the counsel of? Why? So he said, blessed becomes that person. He said, he does not walk in the path where sin has walked, nor sit down to relax and rest where they are scornful and they are mockers. And why are they mockers? When you say what God has said, they laugh at it and say, ah, that's okay, but we can come back to it. Is that honor? The Bible says that the eye of God is going through and through this world. It says, looking for a man whose heart is after him so he can do what? Bless him. He can bless him. So my brothers and my sisters, God has made you like him. He has given you his spirit. You can hear him now. You can't let nobody tell you anything. You can hear him. You have his spirit. Walk with him. He has given you power. His power. If you encounter issues, call the name of Jesus Christ. Call his name and stand. Don't wait for me. Don't even call me. Tell me the story later. There's nothing special about me. Call the name of Jesus Christ.